From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government to reunite immigrant parents and children it separated after they crossed the border as part of a preliminary injunction halting those separations unless the parent is unfit or presents a danger to the child. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the president is urging the House of Representatives to pass immigration reform.
The president wants the Congress to act, and the president has made very clear he doesn't want children separated at the border that he hates seeing. He said that to you guys less than 2 weeks ago.
The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on legislation later Wednesday. An advisor to Vladimir Putin says there's a deal on having the Russian leader meet with President Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Putin advisor says an agreement on a summit between the two leaders came as Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton visited Russia.
It's great to be back in Moscow.
Where he met with Putin, who noted through an interpreter U.S.-Russia relations are at a low and hoped the visit would mark the first steps toward improving them.
Russia никогда не стремилась к конфронтации.
Russia has never been seeking confrontation.
The Kremlin says a date and place for the summit will be announced tomorrow. Vienna, Austria has been mentioned as a potential site. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday handed Donald Trump one of the biggest victories of his presidency and affirmed broad presidential discretion over who was allowed to enter the United States.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
It also means that the current ban can remain in effect and that the president could add more countries. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Chinese counterpart amid rising diplomatic, military, and economic tensions between the two superpowers. Mattis said he and Defense Minister Wei Fenghe began talks with a very open and honest dialogue on Wednesday in Beijing. Prior to meeting with the Chinese leaders, Mattis said this is an important time in the history of China and the United States. Syrian troops widened a major offensive against rebels in the southwest on Tuesday, and Jordan said it was not opening its border to tens of thousands of civilians fleeing the attack. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
Deraa is often called the cradle of the country's uprising. It's where some of the first peaceful protests began in 2011, before they turned deadly. It became a symbolic focal point for a protest movement that spread across the state. Russia is backing the Syrian president as he presses ahead with the offensive, despite U.S. warnings.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. The European Council says the EU must brace itself for more difficult policies from U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Council President Donald Tusk says the bloc must prepare for further difficulties resulting from President Donald Trump's policies as a trade war looms between Washington and Brussels. In a letter to EU leaders, Tusk goes as far as saying transatlantic relations are under immense pressure. It is believed that while hoping for the best, leaders must be ready to prepare for worst-case scenarios. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Japanese space probe arrived at the Ryugu asteroid over 289 million kilometers from Earth Wednesday after a 3.5-year journey on a mission to seek the origins of life. Reuters' Dhruv Tikekar has more.
First, it will map the surface before making a landing, when it will collect material from the asteroid itself. Asteroids like Ryugu are thought to have formed at the dawn of the solar system, and scientists say the rock could contain organic matter that might have contributed to the first life on Earth. Scientists in Tokyo will spend the next 18 months overseeing Hayabusa 2's operations before it returns to Earth in time for the Tokyo Olympics in 2020.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv Tikekar. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels signed a ceasefire agreement Wednesday that will take effect in 72 hours. The agreement also calls for the opening of roadways for humanitarian aid, the release of prisoners, and the pullout of military forces, according to Sudan's Suna News Agency. For additional stories, visit our website or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.